Apple got a new leader yesterday, and I know a corporate CEO change is not the kind of thing that usually stirs the heart. But stay with me, because underneath it is a question about your life, not Apple's. The board chose a hardware engineer to run the company, the man who builds the devices, and they chose him because they believe the next big thing is a new kind of device, one built entirely around artificial intelligence. Apple is even at war in court with OpenAI over who gets to build it first. So the real question isn't who runs Apple, it's what they're all racing to put in our hands or on our bodies next. Think about the journey we've already been on. The computer sat on a desk and we went to it. The phone came into our pocket and we carried it everywhere. Each step, the device came closer, asked for more of our attention, knew more about us. And now the people who make these things are openly describing what comes next. Something worn on the body, something that sits on the table and listens, something always on, always sensing, always ready. Not a tool you pick up, but a presence that's simply there. That's the device this whole battle is about. Let me be fair and calm, because this isn't inherently a horror story. A well-made AI companion could be genuinely wonderful. It could help the elderly live independently, guide someone who can't see, quietly handle the friction that eats our days. The intimacy that worries me is the same intimacy that could make it kind. I don't want to be the person who only sees the shadow. But I do want us to walk into this with open eyes, because the last two device revolutions happened to us before we'd really decided how we felt about them. So here's my honest calibration. I'd put it near certain that this next device is coming. The money, the talent, the two most powerful tech companies on Earth fighting over it all point one way. What I'm genuinely unsure about is whether we'll set the terms this time or just adopt it the way we adopted everything else. Eagerly, completely, and only asking the hard questions years later, once it already knows everything about us. The difference between those two futures isn't the technology. It's whether we're paying attention now, at the beginning, while it's still being designed. And that's where I'll leave you on the day Apple changed hands. The person at the top changed, the direction did not. Somewhere, right now, the device that will sit closest to your life is being drawn up. Its shape, its sensors, its rules about what it remembers and what it shares. You won't get a vote in that boardroom. But you do get to decide how you let it in, how much you hand over, and whether always there is something you actually want. The next device is coming closer than any before it. The one thing worth keeping as it arrives is the habit of asking what it costs, before we can't imagine life without it. This case was examined at GAFAM.ai.